John, what are your thoughts on that performance this afternoon?
Well, I think the scoreline says it all. I really do. We had chances, we bombed them, but the most disappointing thing was we showed no resolve, no real desire to defend when the going got tough. So it really, really disappointing. And I feel for the fans who've travelled over here, you know, because that's just not simply not good enough. 56 points in a game against a team just before the game start, 2 points better than us in the league, it's just not good enough.
You knew it was always going to be tough coming here, John, a lot riding on the game, but are you disappointed with how the team seemed to surrender in that second half?
That's a great word. And, you know, if that's what it appeared to you, and I'm sure it appeared like that to the fans, that's how it appeared to me as well on the sideline. We did appear to surrender, and obviously we've got a character defect, if that's the case, because this is the second time it's happened in the last 4 or 5 weeks, isn't it? You know, we seem to surrender at Featherstone. We've certainly surrendered today, and the scoreline doesn't lie.
You mentioned the four missed opportunities, John. Have you got any thoughts about them?
It's not the missed opportunity. I'm more disappointed with those tries at the end there. It looks like we can't be bothered to sort of put our bodies in front and attempt to stop them. You know, it's really disappointing. And there needs to be some soul-searching by everyone involved, coaching staff, playing staff, and we need to come up with an answer pretty quickly, or else we're going to end up on the outer of what we wanted to achieve throughout the season.
You mentioned at the end of the game, there were a crucial period as well at the end of that first half where some ill-discipline and some penalties really took the game and made the task in that second half a lot harder.
Well, we've come up with errors that's bombed chances. We've come up with errors that's given them field position, and we've come up with penalties that's given them field position. You know, there's an instance there. We tackle Gareth Hawk, he knocks the ball on, then we push him. Why? No idea why. So it's gone from us having the ball with the scrum to them having a kick at goal and getting 2 points. Well, it's just not smart. Just not smart. So there's an element of lack of composure, lack of smartness, but the more importantly to me was that giving in, that surrendering, which was yours word, Mick, and is a very apt word, that surrendering that appeared the last 10 minutes.
Is it going to be a bit of a week of soul searching ahead of a massive game against
Definitely,
Halifax?
Definitely, yeah. Well, we can't look forward to Halifax yet, Mick. We just can't. We've got to be honest enough to look back at this and to start pointing some fingers at each other. Because if we don't feel it's right, it needs fixing. And, you know, anyone who's left out from this game, my word, they've no reason to complain whatsoever. You know, if there's some changes after this, there's no reason for any of these players to complain because, as I say, I feel sorry for the people who've travelled over here. It just wasn't good enough.
One of the positives I picked up on, John, was the three goal-line dropouts and a couple of forced repeat sets.
Yeah, well, I think we're clutching at straws, Mick, aren't we? Let's look at the 80 minutes, let's look at the performance, and let's look at the scoreboard. And, you know, we're clutching at straws with that. We've got to look at this. There's 90% more negatives than positives. So that's how it is. That's the plain truth. So what we've got to do is rectify it for next week, or else we're in a bit of bother.
Jake Webster and Colton Roach missed out with an illness. Has that had an effect on team morale this week?
Well, it's not good, is it? But it's they're excuses, mate. We need to look for reasons, not excuses. You know, and it's no good everybody sitting in there and feeling sorry for themselves, because it is us as the performance coaching staff and them as the playing staff who've been out there and served that up. So we've got to look at ourselves first. That Michael Jackson song's pretty apt, isn't it, for this? It's the man in the mirror, and we need to look at the man in the mirror.